Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price, the author of the Car Gazing column. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
You see Car Gazing in the Herald Banner, and it's distributed nationwide as well, newspapers all over the country, and I guess the world, and of course online. So I was looking at your blog here the other day, and I saw the headline, Ram 1500 Rocks.
Yes.
So you're enthusiastic about the new Ram.
I'm extremely enthusiastic about this truck. So I just drove it last week out in Arizona for the first time, and it was a very, very impressive step up over the last generation. And this is a great year for pickup truck buyers. There's a new generation Chevy out. There's this new generation Ram out. So a lot of cool things happening in the pickup truck world. And anyway, this is the first chance I'd had to drive this brand new generation pickup truck, and boy, it was an impressive product.
What's the new generation Chevy that you're referring to?
The new Silverado. Uh-huh. Silverado, yeah, the half-ton smaller pickup truck. Uh-huh. Yep, it's brand new for 2019. These are both 2019 models.
And so the Ram people brought you and other riders out to Arizona.
Right, yep, so we could drive it first, and we had to promise not to tell anybody about it until I think it was midnight Friday night.
And it's a totally new redesign.
All new redesign. Biggest difference looks-wise is the headlights are kind of smaller and squintier, a little bit more car-like. They did a lot of things for aerodynamics to improve that, so it's got this, a lot of the models have an air dam that lowers when you get up to highway speed to improve the aerodynamics. Some of them have an air suspension that lowers the whole truck to make it more aerodynamic, and it's supposed to help the fuel economy.
Now, cosmetically, the thing that a lot of people notice is that the Ram's head logo that's been on the front of that truck basically forever is not there anymore.
Right. They got rid of that on the front of the truck. They still use that logo in some other places on some lines, but that's really, really interesting because a lot of people here in Texas, you say, hey, I drive a Dodge Ram. Well, it hadn't been the Dodge Ram for years and years and years. It's been like a decade since they made that change, but people still, because of all the marketing dollars that have been spent on this truck through the years, they still call it a Dodge, even though it's not. So years ago, the Chrysler Corporation, they decided, hey, let's have Chrysler be about cars. The Dodge brand will be about performance vehicles. And Ram is just going to be trucks and commercial vehicles. So it's not a Dodge Ram anymore. And I think to try to keep nudging people in that direction and reminding them Ram is a separate thing now and has been for a long time, they got rid of that Ram's head logo on the front that, you know, kind of harkened back to those old Dodge days.
Do you think they might regret that?
I don't know. You know, that's a tough decision.
I mean, it seems trivial, but little thing. I mean, Coca-Cola doesn't go around changing the design of the bottle or the logo.
Right. Know? I don't think it's going to be as bad as New Coke was. but still, there are a lot of people who question that because there's so much heritage, especially with truck buyers. You know, there are a lot of truck people out there.
Yeah, they like that.
My daddy drove a Dodge and his daddy drove a Dodge. And they still think of themselves as a Dodge guy, even though technically they haven't called it a Dodge in a long time.
Yeah. We're talking with Derek Price. Derek's the author of the Car Gazing column. Dodge doesn't make a truck then anymore.
No, they're all about performance vehicles now.
Well, you write about the new Ram. It says it drives more like a car.
It really does. Extremely quiet. They did some super interesting things on it, try to make it quieter and smoother. One of them is, I think they call it tuned mass dampers. And they're these little devices that attach to the frame itself underneath the car where you can't see them. And they vibrate. They match the speed of the vibrations on the road. So it basically, it's kind of like these noise-canceling headphones where it puts in vibrations out of phase with the vibrations from the road, and it smooths out the ride. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know about gas mileage yet, do you?
No, gas mileage has not been announced by the government yet. They're anticipating it's going to be quite a bit better than the old generation, though.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. List price of $31,695, which is not, you know, that unusual for a new truck these days. But you say the pickup truck price, the list price, is kind of misleading.
It really is on pickup trucks, especially on the higher end models. It's almost a joke. You know, that MSRP price they put on there for a luxury truck, it might be $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, but then they'll turn around and offer, you know, $10,000, $15,000 off MSRP. So it's kind of one of these, I don't know, mental sales tactics almost. With a new truck, there may not be that much in incentives right off the bat. But it's interesting seeing these like ads that go in the paper with huge numbers off that MSRP price. It doesn't mean that much.
Mm-hmm. And then trucks hold their value, don't they?
They tend to. Yeah, it depends on the pickup truck and the model, but especially vehicles like with a diesel engine, that makes a big difference on resale value. People pay more down the road for a diesel because they've got that reputation for longevity, things like that. But yeah, trucks in general do hold their value pretty darn well.
What are you driving next?
Next up, I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember what it is.
And what are you driving now?
I'm driving a Hyundai Elantra this week, so it's kind of a run-of-the-mill,
you've come down
portable car.
Yep. Not quite as exciting as the new Ram 1500.
Not quite, but it depends on what you like. A lot of people love that kind of car.
There you go. It's basic economical transportation. Nothing wrong with that. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price, the author of the Car Gazing column. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.